They're labeling our children in a way that's not healthy. And we're not going to sit by quietly while they do that.
DPCC President Sam Radford is blasting BTF President Phil Remore for releasing results of a teacher's survey on student behavior. More than 1,200 city teachers responded, but that's about a third of city school teachers. More than 13% said disruptive student behavior is out of control. But Radford points out it's not a scientific survey, and it unfairly represents city students.
This survey was a minority of the minority. We didn't hear nothing about what the majority of teachers thought. 70% of the teachers in the school district weren't even surveyed in this survey. And then, of the teachers that responded in the negative, only it was a minority of those teachers. So something is fishy about the way this is going on.
Parent group representative Duncan Kirkwood is also critical of the survey. He says it jades how people perceive city school children.
Which feeds into the reason that our children are perceived this way on the streets, dealing with law enforcement, dealing with the real world, right? So we're perpetuating that in the schools, and we feel like that's a huge problem.
We believe that the Buffalo Teachers Federation has an obligation to fully disclose methodology employed in this survey, including the names of those responsible for designing the survey, implementing the survey, and compiling the results reported in the survey.
But on Monday, reporters did question Remore about the accuracy of the survey.
It's the way the survey is set up. You can only input it once. Then you're done. I think it's an accurate representation, because the reason that we did this is because when I have council of delegates meeting, which are the reps from all of the schools, I asked them at one of the meetings how many people are having discipline issues in their schools, and almost every hand went up. The only thing I can tell you is that a copy of this study was sent to the superintendent, and we are hopeful that he will join with us.
The parent group is also blaming Remore for drafting an agreement for teachers at City Honors, preventing them from performing non-teaching duties. The district has hired 16 aides to cover non-teaching assignments. But parent leader Dr. Wendy Mastretta says the district is forced to cut nearly 6 teaching positions at the school in order to pay for those aides.
Loss of those 5.5 positions. In the middle of the school year, we're going to have a bunch of kids who have to be reassigned. It's going to mean larger class sizes. It's going to mean a loss of teachers that the kids are attached to. It's a horrible distraction at the school. It's very upsetting to our students, and it's very upsetting to the teachers, many of whom don't want this to happen. They're willing to take the settlement. They are happy to do the duties. It's really okay with them. And so I think what we're asking right now, what we really need are facts.
The district said it will be transferring those teachers to other schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.